Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, September 16th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the National Football League, and we'll begin with the home opener at Lambeau Field, a resounding Green Bay Packers victory over the Washington Redskins, 38-20, a game in which Aaron Rodgers tied the single-game franchise passing yardage record with 480, and he threw four touchdowns. Head coach Mike McCarthy on his quarterback's big day.
I don't know. Aaron spoils. He spoils you. He makes it look easy. He was on point all day. I thought the communication, just all the little things were just went right. So, but he did a great job distributing the football, and I thought our perimeter did an outstanding job breaking tackles, extending plays, and generating a lot of big plays.
Aaron had 335 yards and three touchdowns by halftime, a good game for most quarterbacks, and he did all of that waking up Sunday with a very stiff neck.
I was hurting pretty bad, so I wasn't feeling great pregame, but once the adrenaline started going, just kind of got into a rhythm. They played a lot of one high. They gave us some inside leverage routes. You know, we had a lot of yards after the catch today, 480 yards, but how much of that was yak? Jermichael had a, unbelievable play there. How many tackles he broke. James had a great day, obviously, and a lot of yards after the catch. Randall, Jordy. So everybody got involved, everybody contributed.
James Jones, a career-high 11 catches for 178 yards, this a week after getting shut out in San Francisco, but Jones never squawked.
It's a long season, man. Yeah. One game, zero catches means nothing. It's a long season. Our quarterback is trying to get everybody the ball. He's trying to win, we're trying to win. So you're going to have days like this, you're going to have days like that.
What did
you
see out of Aaron?
In the meantime, 480 yards. Does he ever surprise you?
No, man, that's just what he does around here, man, 400, 500. None surprises me.
Randall Cobb went over 100 yards for the second game in a row, caught the first of four touchdown passes. Jermichael Finley caught a touchdown. Jordy Nelson had only three receptions, but two were in the end zone. He says that was one hot quarterback.
He's just making his throws. I mean, it's, you can call it a being zoned in or whatever, but he's just out there making plays. Hopefully we're making it as easy as possible for him of getting separation and getting open for him. But again, it's everyone doing their job, and he had a great game today, and a lot of people played well.
Packer defense pitched a shutout in the first half. The Redskin defense gave up 580 yards, second most gained by a Packer team in franchise history. Linebacker Brian Arakpo says it was humbling.
500 plus yards offense, that's unacceptable, regardless of missed tackles and you name it. Because, I mean, we thought we did a fairly good job in the first quarter, and then they changed it up, and it was way more of a quick game, and just got torched.
Packers 1-1. The Redskins now 0-2. Elsewhere in the NFC North, the Chicago Bears, a second straight come-from-behind victory. They beat the Minnesota Vikings 31-30. Jake Cutler throwing a 16-yard touchdown pass to Martellus Bennett with 10 seconds to play.
Didn't know if we were going to get the look or not, but the corner came in with Earl, and the safety stayed kind of inside. So the only place really to put it was to on the back shoulder and turn him and let him make a play. And he did. Made a play, stayed in bounds, was able to extend the ball for a touchdown. It was a great play on his part.
Bears 2-0, Vikes 0-2. The Detroit Lions had a 21-13 lead in the second half at Arizona, but the Cardinals stormed back. A Rashard Mendenhall touchdown with a couple of minutes to go gives Arizona a 25-21 victory. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford said, "We let this one get away.
I don't know. We just didn't execute as well as we needed to in the second half. Had some big plays in the first half. Played really well. That's a good defense we're playing against. We didn't execute as well as we could have in the second half."
Detroit now 1-1 on the season. Two NFC contenders met in Seattle. An hour lightning delay in the first half. When they came back, the Seahawks defense all over San Francisco, 29-3. Marshawn Lynch rushed for 98 yards and two touchdowns. Richard Sherman and the Seahawks defense forcing five 49er turnovers.
I was excited because the new guys made plays. You had Cliff Averill making the sack, forced fumble. You had Mike Bennett getting the sack. You had, old school guy, KJ's getting the sack. And there was pressure all day. I think the D-line and the linebackers did a great job creating pressure and making sure Kaepernick was uncomfortable the whole game. And I think that helped us get the turnovers.
There was another weather delay in Tampa Bay where the New Orleans Saints beat the Buccaneers 16-14. Garrett Hartley hitting a 27-yard field goal on the final play. Atlanta raced out to a 24-3 halftime lead, held off St. Louis 31-24. Matt Ryan with two touchdown passes and 374 passing yards. Buffalo beat Carolina 24-23. E.J. Manuel hitting Steven Johnson on a 2-yard pass with 2 seconds to play. It was the Kansas City Chiefs over the Dallas Cowboys 17-16. Andy Reid now 2-0 with a club that won only 2 games all of last season. It was the last, perhaps, of the Manning Bowls. Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos beat Eli Manning and the New York Giants 41-23 at MetLife Stadium. Peyton throws for 2 touchdowns. Eli throws for 4 interceptions. And Peyton says this will be the last time we have this kind of family reunion.
I think both of us are glad that it's over with. I believe, you know, certainly you could postseason is one thing, but I don't believe I'll make it to the next regular season one. So I think this would be the end of it, which I'll be happy about that. And I know my family will. And I think, you know, both Eli and I probably both. It's just as easy.
The Oakland Raiders beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 19-9. It was San Diego over Philadelphia in a shootout 33-30. Nick Novak, a 46-yard field goal with 7 seconds left. The difference, these two teams combined for 1,150 yards. Former Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin now 2-0 with his Miami Dolphins. They go to Indianapolis and beat the Colts by a score of 24-20. Philbin on getting his second win.
We made plays. I thought, you know, we made some telling plays. Obviously, we stopped them on fourth down at the end. And I told our team at the end of the game in the locker room, everybody in the stadium knew we were running the ball on 3rd and 8. And we found a way to get it done. So our guys made plays.
And what overtime game on Sunday. The Houston Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 30-24. Matt Schaub hitting rookie DeAndre Hopkins with a 3-yard touchdown in overtime. The second weekend of the season wraps up with the Cincinnati Bengals, the Green Bay Packers' next opponent, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers in Monday Night Football. In college football, Alabama remains number one after the wild 49-42 shootout over Texas A&M on Saturday. Oregon with a huge win over Tennessee. Ohio State winning big. They remain 2-3. The Wisconsin Badgers dropped to number 24 in the AP poll after a heartbreaking 32-30 loss at Arizona State in a frantic finish. Badgers driving for the apparent game-winning field goal. And with first down on the 13-yard line, Joel Stave takes the snap, then tries to step down and spike the ball, but Arizona State defensive lineman covered up the football, not allowing the referees to place it as the clock continued to run. By the time the officials finally had the Badgers ready to take another snap, time ran out, and Arizona State pulls off the win. Head coach Gary Anderson was asked if he was finished with how that game finished.
I don't know where it goes. We'll just have to see, and I'd like to get an explanation. I wish I could have got one out there, but I didn't. And so, and then again, it's hard to deal with, and we'll see it. Maybe we can see it more on the TV version, and there's a lot of things we can do. And it's just, you know, it's just gut-wrenching when we have to learn in these situations when it takes something so special away from kids.
Badgers now 1-1 on the season in the Midwest Conference. St. Norbert opened up conference play with a resounding 42-7 win at Knox College. Carthage College spoiled the Lakeland Muskies home opener 52-6. As Carthage scores 31 points in the fourth quarter, Lakeland off to an 0-2 start. To Major League Baseball, the Brewers wrapped up their series with the Cincinnati Reds at Miller Park. Yovani Gallardo starting, but he gave up 3 runs in the very first inning.
You know, at that point, obviously, giving up 3, really honest, I'm having no clue where the ball was going. It just wasn't easy. It's tough. You know, you never want to go out there feeling that way. But, you know, after throwing, it was 40 pitches. I think after that, I was able to settle in a little bit.
Reds built the lead to 5-1 before the Brewers rallied with a run in the seventh and 3 in the 8th to tie it. Gene Segura with a 2-run triple. Jonathan Lucroy with a sacrifice fly. It stayed tied in the top of the 9th thanks to Carlos Gomez, who robbed Jay Bruce of a potential 3-run home run with another catch at the wall. And then in the bottom of the 9th, Sean Halton ended it with a walk-off home run off Zach Duke. The Brewers win 6-5. Jim Henderson gets the win in relief. He's now 4-5. The Brewers 65-8. 83 on the season. Remain home to host the Chicago Cubs on Monday night. Willie Peralta will face Edwin Jackson in the series opener. Cubs falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2. Justin Morneau with the go-ahead single in the eighth inning. Pirates in St. Louis tied for the division lead. Cardinals in interleague play roughed up the Seattle Mariners 12-2. The Mets get by the Marlins 1-0 in 12 innings. The Nationals hammered the Phillies 11-2. San Diego knocked off Atlanta 4-0. The Giants beat the Dodgers 4-3. Arizona an 8-2 winner over the Colorado Rockies. Tremendous wild card race in the American League. Both the Tampa Bay Rays and Texas Rangers remain tied for the two wild card spots. Minnesota beat the Rays 6-4, while the Rangers fell to the A's 5-1. Oakland in command of the West by a couple of games. But in the wild card chase, Cleveland only a half game back of the Rays and Rangers after a 7-1 win over the White Sox. The Baltimore Orioles 2.5 out of the wild card, a 3-1 winner over Toronto. At three games back, the Yankees, even though they were beaten again by the Boston Red Sox 9-2. Kansas City now 3.5 games off the pace as they were knocked off by the Detroit Tigers by a score of 3-2. And it was the Angels, a winner over the Houston Astros by a score of 2-1. In racing, it took almost 10 hours to finish the Geico 400 at the Chicago Speedway. First Sprint Cup chase race in the championship series. But after a five-hour rain delay, Cambridge, Wisconsin native Matt Kenseth taking the checkered flag took the lead over Kyle Busch on a restart with 22 laps to go and held on for a sixth victory of the season. A long but successful day.
Had a good car, had great pit stops, great strategy, and had that restart at the end, and that push from Kevin, it got us out front at the end. We really needed to be.
And rain in the Chicago area also forced postponement of the BMW Championship, third stop on the FedEx PGA playoffs. Jim Furyk, who had that 59 earlier on the weekend with a one-shot lead over Steve Stricker, two ahead of Brant Snedeker as they finish the final 18 today. Suzanne Pedersen wins the Evian Championship by two shots over Lydia Ko, her second major of her career. And in boxing, Floyd Mayweather unifies a few more belts, stays undefeated at 45-0 with a 12-round decision in the celebrated fight in Las Vegas over Canelo Alvarez of Mexico. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.